From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The Pope celebrates Mass in Cuba. Speaking to tens of thousands in Havana's Revolutionary Square, Pope Francis warned Cubans on the dangers of ideology. The Pope later paid a visit to former Cuban leader Fidel Castro at his home in Havana. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says the Obama administration will increase the number of refugees allowed to enter the United States to 100,000 annually by 2017. Kerry spoke in Berlin.
I'm pleased to announce today that the United States will significantly increase our numbers for refugee resettlement in the course of this next year and the year after.
Earlier Sunday, Austria said 11,000 migrants crossed into the country from Hungary in the past 24 hours. Australia is under pressure by rights groups to resettle Syrian refugees. With a divided electorate, new Prime Minister Turnbull is seen as unlikely to offer sanctuary to more migrants. Phil Mercer takes a look.
Pro and anti-refugee campaigners have clashed in recent weeks in Australia. So, will there be any major changes under new Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull to a hardline stance on immigration, where the military turns migrant boats away from Australia, or where detainees are sent for processing in remote camps in the South Pacific? Experts say major policy changes are not likely, after Turnbull had earlier praised his predecessor's efforts to stop asylum seekers breaching the nation's maritime frontiers. Immigration remains one of Australia's most divisive issues. Phil Mercer, Sydney.
Violence has erupted at the hotel in the capital of Burkina Faso, where negotiations are being held to bring an end to a four-day-old military coup. This is VOA News. Tanzania's main opposition party says it will file a lawsuit Monday against the country's ruling party and its presidential candidate John Magufuli, accusing them of stealing their party's symbols, logo, and manifesto in violation of copyright laws. Political parties in Tanzania are required to register those items and get them approved by the National Electoral Commission ahead of elections. Military sources in Cameroon say two suicide bombers have killed at least five people in what appeared to be the latest cross-border attack by Nigeria's Boko Haram Islamist militant group. Those killed in the northern town of Mora included a police officer, two civilians, and the two young female suicide bombers who detonated their explosives about 8 a.m. near the entrance to the town. Greece's new Democracy Party leader has conceded defeat in Sunday's elections, congratulating former Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras on his win and urging quick action to form a new government. The concession by challenger Vangelis Meimarakis came about an hour after polls closed, and two key exit opinion surveys showed Tsipras's leftist Syriza party with a narrow lead. Official projections later showed Syriza winning with 35.5% of the vote. The United Nations Nuclear Agency says its chief has, for the first time, visited a controversial Iranian military site where Western analysts allege that Iranian scientists conducted covert research and testing as they sought to build a nuclear bomb. A spokesman for the Vienna-based International Atomic Energy Agency said Sunday that agency chief Yukiya Amano recently visited the Parachin base east of Tehran. His visit comes as Iran and six leading nations seek to implement an agreement to end a 13-year standoff over Iran's nuclear ambitions. Houthi rebels in Yemen have freed at least five foreign hostages kidnapped earlier this year, including two Americans. All were freed Sunday following negotiations between the rebels and the government of Oman. Details on the talks or why the hostages were kidnapped in the first place are unclear. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says scores of Syrian rebels trained by the United States and its coalition partners have entered northern Syria. The group says the 75 fighters were trained in Turkey and had crossed into Syria by early Saturday. Officials with the U.S.-led coalition have yet to comment on the developments. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.